Blog Talk Radio.
This is world champion D.E. Chambers, president of the Amateur Organization of Karate and multi-Greek Award winner. I would like to welcome you to Professor Gary Lee's Parts Unknown radio talk show, featuring news, special announcements, special one-on-one interviews with stars of sport karate. Thank you for listening. Buckle up and enjoy the show.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Aloha, everybody. This is Professor Gary Lee with the Sport Karate Museum Archives in Houston, Texas. And I'm so excited about tonight because every now and then I get a show where I get goosebumps, where I get to interview some really, really cool people. And tonight is really, really going to be special. But before I bring them on, I want to introduce my host, my co-host. And I've been trying to get in touch with Dean. Is he on yet? Dean, you there? Well, Dean will come on a little bit later. But the other co-host that puts up with me weekly, he's my buddy from Cleveland, Ohio. He just got off the water fishing. He's my buddy from Tangsu Do, Master A.J. Perry. A.J., you there, buddy?
How are you, Professor?
Well, I'm doing good. I heard you went fishing today. You had a good time.
Oh, we had good killing today. It was amazing. Just a great day.
Well, you know, I know you're an entertainer. You break boards and stand on glass and nail nails in a board. You're an entertainer. But tonight, I've got entertainment. First of all, I want to introduce the entertainment. I call them the family of the museum. They're ambassadors together. The mother, the daughter, and the father. Now, the father does stunt work, and he is actually Sylvester Stallone's cousin. But, you know, the neat thing about it is he does stunt work in movies. Now, the mother is a singer, and the daughter is a singer. This is exciting. I want to bring them on right now. Tony, Shelley, Christina, are you there?
Hello.
We're all here.
I'm doing great.
Good evening.
I'm doing great, guys. And welcome to the show. Now, first of all, I want to put Tony on the spot. Tony, what have you done in the acting rapport to tell the audience what you do?
I started young. You know, when I was in high school, I went to high school for performing visual arts. And I was in media and music and all that. And I'm also a 20-year classically trained pianist. But so I did a lot of acting then. And then I was on several different films, you know, starting out with Dolph Lundgren. I met Dolph way before he was Dolph, you know. Nobody knew who he was on Dark Angel. That was a movie I was in. And he was a great guy, actually, and Stallone buffed him up, you know, big time for Rocky IV. But after that, several other films, you know, just bit parts here and there. But a lot of the stuff that I did was, like, I was in RoboCop 2 back in the 80s, but it was filmed in Houston, you know, and they were blowing up the place like you wouldn't believe. And I think I told you this on one of your shows, but anyway, I'll reiterate it. But I was... you know, they had already cut the scene, and nobody heard the word cut. And so I was walking across downtown Houston, the street, and I was there was a car coming at us, like, you know, 75 miles an hour, and that wasn't supposed to be in the script. And I look at this car coming at me, and I'm thinking, oh, no, I got to do something. And I jumped over the car and ran into a trash can and then whatever, and ended up on the sidewalk. And they kept it in the scene, you know, stunt that was not supposed to happen. So it was pretty cool.
Well, speaking of Sylvester Stallone, aren't you related to him?
Yes.
Tony, speaking of Sylvester Stallone, aren't you related to him?
Yes.
How you doing?
I can emulate him. He doesn't like it, but I can do it. Look at this. Hey, your agent, how you doing? You know what I mean? If you want to have a good time, you got to have a good watch. So, I mean, he's a great guy. When we were on Rocky Balboa, we were filming it in Vegas. We were at Mandalay Bay, and I was with, your buddy Mark D'Alessandro, and he was a great guy. And, it's funny. He is all about business, I mean, when he is on the set, it's like he's in a fishbowl. People are like, even the extras that are around us and all that stuff, it's amazing. It's like he's acting when he's working,
Cool.
Shelly,
where are you at? Let me talk to you, Shelly.
Hi. Hello, everybody. I'm right here.
Is Christina there beside you?
Hi, Gary.
Hey, Christina. How are you, honey? Okay.
I'm great. How are you doing?
Shelly, I'm going to put you on the spot,
Yes, sir. I'm right here.
I want you to sing me a little taste of what I'm going to hear in October from the Bee Gees.
Ooh. Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early
Okay,
light.
Wait a minute. Listen, Shelly, that's beautiful.
Yes,
but
sir.
I asked you to sing from the Bee Gees.
Oh, you want some Bee Gees. Okay. How deep is your love? How deep is your love? I really need to know.
Beautiful, beautiful. Now, let me ask you a question. If you and Christina sing together, what does it sound like?
You want to do some God Bless America? Okay. All right, let's do the harmony of, Star-Spangled Banner. Ready? And the rock is bright light, the bombasting
air. Wait a minute. That's enough teasing. Wait a minute, guys. Whoa. That's beautiful. I love it. I got goosebumps. Now, let me ask you a question. How does it feel to sing in front of all these incredible legends of martial arts that will be there in October? What does that feel like, you think?
Professor Lee, for me, I've been singing professionally since I was 10. But this particular event is going to really touch my heart, because we're going to be honoring special people that have been friends with you, Harry Mock, and some of the greats. And so it's going to really, when I sing music, I don't just get up there and sing a song. I get up there and I feel it. And same with Christina, and I can give you her here in a minute, and she can explain. But when I sing, I don't just sing. I sing for feeling, and it's coming directly from the heart.
You know what, Shelly? Let me share this with you, to our listeners, too. On Friday, October 7th, we're paying a special memorial tribute to any particular order, Harry Mock, Bob Wall, Leo Fong, Bill Capel, Glenn Keeney, Reverend Pack. We lost a lot of history. A lot of history through this pandemic, and I feel very blessed that you're going to come in and sing. I think, what would you choose? Wind Beneath My Wings?
Yes. Yes.
And that's going to be very special. And, I'm just very honored that you would do this for me. Now I'll get Christina. Let me have Christina.
Hi, Professor Gary.
Now, Christina, I want to ask you. You're around a show business family, your mother and your dad. What's it like?
It's surreal. I mean, I never thought in so many years that I would be becoming in this industry. you know, I'd ever, at a young age, I've always been just acting myself, and I've just surrounded myself. And then finally,
now we have a mutual friend, William Zappa from the Cobra Kai series. Now, you know, that's really cool that we met and you got to, did you get to meet William in Atlanta?
I did not, but I did see him. My dad did get to meet him.
Okay, cool. Well, I know that you're involved with acting, and now I also know you're training with my friend Billy Sweeney. That's pretty cool.
Yes, it is.
Well, you know, guys, let me share this with you. Thank you for being on the show tonight. And, you know, don't go nowhere, because we're going to come back toward the end of the segment, and we're going to do a Legends name game where Christina, Shelley, Tony, I'm going to hit you with a name. And you get to talk about them. So don't go nowhere, guys, okay?
Okay.
Now, you know, that was the Shala family, which is an entertainment family. But, you know, something that I'm very proud of. In the 70s, I know that's a long time ago, I helped create the first nightclub in Greenville, South Carolina. And I couldn't have done it by myself. In fact, this man, I would consider him my assistant manager. He was my student, and we got to see a lot of rock and roll together. And now he is a roadie for the rock and roll band Cheap Trick. But he has toured with Ozzy Osbourne, Guns N' Roses, just to name a few. We'll talk about it. And I'd like to bring him on right now. Don, are you there?
Hey, Gary, how are you, buddy?
How you doing,
Gary?
How
can you hear me?
Canada and Cheap Trick.
actually, I'm up here in Toronto, and I'm staying here beside the Rogers Center, and they have the Blue Jays and the St. Louis Cardinals playing right outside my hotel room.
Cool.
So it's pretty exciting
up
here.
I want to ask you off the bat, so some of the people who are listening can understand. What was it like dealing with Gary Lee in the 70s?
Gary Lee in the 70s. We were in one of the hottest nightclubs in South Carolina or around the East Coast. And it was fun. Learned a lot. That is actually, you know, working at that nightclub for about 4 years, from doing anything from bartending to working the floors to, you know, guarding the back door to me and you having to fight people every other night or something.
Well,
so
karate-like. I mean, as an instructor back then when I was really hungry, this is before I came to Texas, and we used to work out. Now, I know one time where I might have lost a little control and hit you in the nose. Tell that story. That's a funny story.
Well, we used to do a lot of demos at different places, and we were at the Electric Warehouse, and we were doing a little something there, and I guess my bad. I just stepped into a roundhouse, and boom, it hurt. So, yeah, we had some good times, Gary. I miss them a lot, and I learned a lot from there. And actually, that's how I got my start in the music business, was from the Electric Warehouse, because you
cool.
Remember a Tallahassee-based band, Eli, that used to play there a lot?
Of course. Eli.
Well, Eli, Charlie Roberts, their road manager.
Yeah, I used to copycat Freddie Mercury's group. What was it called?
Queen.
Queen, yeah.
Yeah, the lead singer, yeah. But Charlie Roberts with Eli, you know, he came up to me when I was working at the Electric Warehouse and said, "You ever thought about going on the road with a band?" And
cool.
I said, "No." And he said, "Do you want to try it?" And I said, "Sure." So I took off and I moved to Tallahassee, Florida, and I actually, that's where I got my start and was with them for 5 years before I moved on to bigger things.
Do you remember the night that I hustled Ace Frehley from Kiss in the pool hall?
Yeah. We used to see a lot of people come through, like Ric Flair and some of the wrestlers. We used to have a lot of them people come through there, you know?
Now, you've toured with Ozzy Osbourne, Guns N' Roses, and now with Cheap Trick. Who else have you been with?
Let's see. Well, South Carolina-based band Jackal. I run sound for them for many years. Dave Matthews Band, Lenny Kravitz, Ice Cube. I mean, it just goes on. I worked for Brad Paisley for many years. I've did a lot of work for a lot of entertainers over the years, Gary.
Yeah.
It's been fun.
Well, you know, I'm very proud of you, and I'm proud to say that you're my student and that we got to share real karate dough back in the 70s. It means so much.
Yeah.
Now, I don't want you to go nowhere. We're going to play a game called the Legends Name Game when I get done with my segments. And don't go anywhere because I'll bring you back here in a little bit. Okay, buddy?
All right, buddy. I'm here.
All right, John. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to the Shallow family who has been the entertainment at the Judge Roy Kerman event October 7th and 8th in Houston, Texas. And Don Townsend, super roadie for the band Cheap Trick and my student for 40 years. But you know what? What's exciting about this show is I've got to put together, I feel, some of the most influential people in the country. You know, and I've got a segment called 4+1. Normally, the one is yours truly. But tonight, I have a very special guest, my producer. And, you know, this man is amazing what he's done with Elite Publications, his books, and the support that he's done for Crowd Museum. There's no words can say it. And I want to bring you on right now. Auntie Jesse Bowen, are you there, sir?
I am, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you loud and clear. What a show. What a great show.
Yeah.
Now, the question I have for you tonight, along with my other four guests I'll introduce in a minute, is how has the Internet affected sport karate and you particularly? Ladies and gentlemen, Auntie Jesse Bowen.
Well, the Internet has truly opened up the doors of communication that we now know people all the world that are doing different things. And unlike the days back in the 70s and 80s, you know, of course, we had the magazines, and when they went out, that was sort of it. But today you have virtual events, you have seminars, you've got podcasts, people, and that's like our show tonight. Know, talking about sport karate, and these are some of the things that really keep it alive. And with the opportunities that we have to reach people all over the world, you know, I was looking at our views, and you know, we got, you know, what, almost 16,000 people that have viewed, you know, this show, that have clicked that play button to listen in about sport karate. But the people that would never been known. The Internet has helped those people to be able to get their names out there, share what they do. I know in the martial arts business, you know, the event business and bringing together people from around the world, I would not be able to do things we're doing if it had not been for the Internet. So many people that we are working with that we've never met before, legends, people that have done things in the West Coast who were superstar sport karate people, East Coast people, you know, guys out of the North and out of Texas, because without the Internet, you know, for a lot of the guys that I've met and relationships we've built, if it had not been for the Internet, the podcast, and the different things that we do, then, you know, I would have never been known by any of these people.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, you've done an amazing thing with the books and the elite publications and the opportunity for people who maybe are unknown to write their book, to write their story. And that's something that I really am proud that I'm a part of, because I'm going to let you probably do Memoirs of American Samurai Part 2. And I'm really looking forward to that. The last book we did, the History General book, is a success. And I think it won an award last week, I believe. Tell me about that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So, yes, the book won at the Biography Award. And like I said, that's been nominated for the International Impact Award. We're still waiting on the results of that. But, you know, one of the great things that's happened from all that we're doing, I have a new program that's going to be on Muscle and Fitness. Magazine has a pay-per-view program. So I'm going to be starting a new live podcast on their network. So we just signed with them. But it's the same thing. Because of the Internet, the shows we're doing, really getting out of there, getting ourselves out there, that has opened up doors that would have never been open if it wasn't for the Internet and the opportunity for us to do these podcasts and for people to see the things we're doing and take interest in what we're actually doing. So, Timmer, that's going to be Muscle and Fitness magazine. They have a whole series of pay-per-view material, free original podcast. So we're going to be launching our video podcast starting at in September with Muscle and Fitness.
That's exciting. Now, you know, I want to say again, thank you. Thank you for what you've done for the Sport Karate Museum and the Legends and the History Generals and everything that God has let me put together out to the world. I want to thank you, Hansi Bowen. And thank you for what you do. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Hansi Jesse Bowen, the president of the AMAA Radio Network and Elite Publications, and the producer of our show. Now, this next segment, well, actually, this is part of it because he's our special guest tonight. But the segment deals with four individuals that are incredible, and they're well, they're around the country. The first man I'm going to talk about, he is president of the BKF, the Black Karate Federation, and co-founder. He and a man named Cliff Stewart and Rod Chappelle created the BKF back in the 70s, and it's still just as powerful as ever. He's a Marine, PhD. He worked at Black Belt Magazine, but you know what's really cool about him? He was Ringo Starr's, from the Beatles, private bodyguard. And that man is named Jerry Smith. Now, his protege is also on the show. He is a 10th degree black belt. He runs the web page for the Sport Karate Museum archives. He is an amazing, amazing man. One of the most smartest men I've ever met. His name is Professor Tom Spellman. Now, I normally introduce the lady first, and I apologize because my mind is drifting back because I'm excited about the show. But I want to introduce the lady that I chose to deal with all these guys, to deal with me weekly. She has known me for a long time. She's an A3 black belt underneath the museum, a BKL champion. Studies Sean Ru and Kung Fu. She's an amazing lady. Her name is Karen Splatcher. Now, last young man I've known since he was a kid, I would say. Now he's an old man. But he's the president of the AOK, the Amateur Organization of Karate in Texas, the largest sport association in the state. But you know what? That's cool. Well, what's really cool is that he's won the MVP, the Golden Greek, more than five times. He He won't tell me how many. Eventually he will. But I know he's won it over 5 times. The reason why I talk about that is because it took me 17 years to win one. And I'm talking about the great David Chambers. Now, again, do it with etiquette. Always introduce the lady of the group first. I want to bring on my dear friend, Karen Slatcher. Karen, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
It's what a barnburner of a show tonight, huh? We got it. Really a lot of fun. Now, Karen, how's the internet affected you, and how do you feel it's changed for karate?
Well, it saved. The internet saved martial arts schools during COVID for sure, because they were able to stay alive doing internet classes. And I've been doing them for 3 years, and it's because I moved from New Jersey to North Carolina, so my teacher training course was still going on. So I was able to do that, but I teach Qigong, and it's not as difficult to teach. Tai Chi is hard to teach online because you can't correct and things like that. But I will say, as far as just reconnecting with old training partners and old students, you know, I've been at it a long time, and it's wonderful to hear from people that I knew in the 70s and 80s and people I taught. It has changed that and has reunited so many people. It's been a wonderful thing.
Well, you know what, Karen? I got to bring it up to maybe somebody I don't know. A few years ago, you brought something to the museum that is a treasure. It's a little black suitcase, and it belonged to, who did it belong to?
The great maestro, Peter Urban.
Amen. The great Peter Urban, the first 10th degree black belt in America, who trained under Yamaguchi, but Yamaguchi told him, said, no. I'm not going to promote you. So he came back to America, and he promoted himself to 10th degree black belt and created Nishi Goju and some incredible champions.
Like
Delgado,
yeah.
Frank Ruiz, Mr. O'Don, a lot of people. But you brought me a suitcase that was full of goodies, but it belonged to the great maestro, Peter Urban. How did you get that? How did you get that suitcase?
Well, I assisted him when he wrote 3 books, and his last three. And by the way, I'm bringing you copies of those last 3 books. And he brought back what they call the mechanicals, all the layouts for the books. He had put in that suitcase, and he said to me, "When you're leaving today, could you throw this away for me?" And I said, "No, this is a classic." It said Chinatown Dojo on the side. And he said, "Well, I don't have any room for this stuff anymore." I said, "Well, I will take it." And he said, "Fine, take it." He just was moving to a very small place, and he couldn't bring anything extra. So he was very happy that I took it, and he's very happy that I gave it to you.
Well, I treasure it. I treasure it. I really do. And Karen, thank you so much for your opinion tonight. Moving right along.
Okay.
As I said, this is a great man. He is a Marine. And as you know, once you're a Marine, you're always a Marine. But like I said, he is such a cool guy. You know, in Hawaii, if you call somebody uncle, they're family, without a doubt. But here's what happened. A couple of years ago, we got to honor the great John Natividad, and he brought me Joe Louis's black belt, and he presented it to the museum. And you know what's really cool about this man? He has seen it all. He has seen it all. He trained champions. He was a champion, but he was under the tutelage of the great Joe Louis. I'm talking about my Uncle Jerry Smith. Uncle Jerry, you there, sir? Uncle Jerry, did you fall asleep? Was that great introduction out there, Uncle Jerry? Well, I don't know where Uncle Jerry went. I'm sure he'll be back in a few minutes. Earlier I introduced you as protege. And his protege was an amazing man. He runs the web page for the museum. He's literally, Jerry Smith, a lot of karate instructors, but he started with Jerry Smith when he was 16 years old. He is a professor. I'm talking about Professor Tom Spellman. Are you there, Tom?
Yes, I am, Gary.
Well, I don't know what happened to Uncle Jerry. Maybe sleep. I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't speak to him today, so no either.
Yeah. Well, tell me, how's the internet affected sport karate and you particularly?
Well, I can remember back in the 60s and 70s, you know, anxiously waiting for the new phone book to be left on my doorstep so I could see if any new martial arts schools had opened up in my area. And I believe they were within bicycle range because I couldn't afford the fees. I'd go there anyway after school and watch and learn whatever I could. When Black Belt Magazine came out, my martial arts world expanded exponentially. Exotic names and places became research playground, ferreting out new, unknown riches of martial arts gold. New and used bookstores and libraries further became my mental playground to study. When the internet debuted, all the information was offered in unlimited capacity, access to systems, teachers, data, which can lead to live conversations, text communications, and downloads of training and training manuals and access. Free Facebook pages have allowed schools to advertise, proselytize, and expand their site influence. Zoom lessons, FaceTime, chat rooms on various sites added to the conversation within the martial arts community. In fact, I right now am expanding my martial arts traditional weapons practice by taking private lessons on Zoom with a chieftain of a traditional Irish stick fighting system in Dublin, Ireland. The nearest persons in this particular art on this continent are in Canada and New York, so they might as well be on the moon for me to be able to get regular lessons otherwise. Of course, there's some downside to the internet. People with dubious character can miss those who are hoping to begin their martial arts journeys. Just like the snake oil salesman of the old, folks can be lured into instruction via any of these methods and bilked out of their hard-earned money with inferior teaching. Therefore, use the internet efficiently to research those you might consider engaging in lessons, and be clear that you of what you intend to receive for your money and what you're seeking in the lesson structure. The world is your oyster, but you must be wary to find pearls within.
Wise words from a wise man. Now, take a moment and try to call Uncle Jerry and see if he's okay, because, you know, I don't know why he got bumped off or...
Well, I don't remember the show, so I don't know. I'll give him a jingle and see if I can find out what's going on. I'll let you know if there's any.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, while we try to get Uncle Jerry Smith on the line, I want to move to my last person before, and I introduced him earlier, and he is an amazing man. He's the president of the largest sport credit association in Texas. And he's not only the president, he's been the MVP of Texas Sport Karate over 5 times. I'm talking about Mr. David Chambers. David, are you there, D?
Yes, sir.
What a barn burner of a show, huh?
I love it.
How has the internet affected you, and how do you feel it's changed Sport Karate, D?
Well, I recall when I first actually decided to retire, and what I did was I decided to marry a young lady and then move out of the country. And so I moved out the country, and it was a hard thing for me to relate to not doing karate. And so what I did was, now, some of you might not remember Skype, but I taught my classes via Skype. I put a big screen in front of on a wall. I put my instructors around the floor, and I taught classes, and everybody I couldn't touch, I had my instructors to reach out. Hey, smack that kid in the left corner with the blue uniform, blue belt, because his stance is not right. So I was able to, you know, to teach class from across the seas. So that was a major thing for me back then. Now, after that, you know, we kind of you know, we did vote.
But you're not.
COVID. When COVID came about, I'm going to say that the ALK was probably the very first organization to do a live tournament online. I'm not referring to one of the tape tournaments, but the first live tournament. And it was a big deal because everybody was saying it couldn't be done. You can't fight online, but, you know, you had to do several kinds of breaking. Traditional kata's, creative kata's, crazy athletics, team kata's. There was a lot of things that went on that actually kept us afloat, you know, during that time frame. In addition to the teaching of the different classes, it was discovered when I was talking to a few students. Hey, I'm gonna have class next week online, and I had six different students, black brothers of mine, that I hadn't seen in a while, all in class. I had never had that many black belts that been gone that long, all in the same class. I mean, it got to be something about this. Something can't happen. And then later on, we discovered that, you know, we did the rank test, and later on, we did the tournaments. So it has helped out tremendously in many areas. And it was an income. It was a way to connect. And even currently, we have the Alliance. And Professor Gary Lee, are you aware that on the Alliance that we compete, we have schools from Bermuda, Washington, D.C., California, that will all compete with us next month online. So I'm excited about how it actually works. It is beautiful. We do it almost every month. So I love it. I love it. It has helped us tremendously.
Well, you know, D.E., I tell you something. Do you remember MySpace that was on the computer? It went from MySpace to Facebook. Well, you know, I don't know if people know about this, but when Facebook was first created, I flew around the country, over 200 places around America, and I set up my Facebook account for people until people realized they could do it themselves, and I was out of a job. But, you know, computers have changed my life, literally. And speaking of that, you know, every week for the past year, we've introduced virtual reality and the reality of having a place to have the History General portal where you can go in and learn about sport karate. Now, we have a core group right now online at setvr.app, and I have the inventor, or one of the inventors, online with me. And the core group, I'm so proud to announce it, Mike Dillard from Blackwell Magazine, the owner, and the owner of Century Martial Arts. Roy Kerbin, the inventor of the two-point rule kick. George Minshew, the first man to give a gold ring in open competition, and Minshew, NBL point world champion. But before I can talk about SetVR and get everybody excited about the platform, which is used by the Oculus Quest 2, now known as Meta, with Facebook, I want to bring on one of the inventors, Dr. Reginald Lee. And this is not just a surname. He's a real doctor, works in a hospital, saves lives. But he's also a martial artist. He trained with the great Rick Wigginson. Reggie, are you there, sir?
Good evening, sir. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. What a great show we're having tonight. I'm so excited. But, Reggie, I want you to explain what virtual reality is and what SetVR is for people to understand and never heard of it before.
Sure. If one had to describe SetVR, I would describe it as a platform whereby you could be immersed in a simulation program for self-improvement to develop a reflex response. We at SetVR continue to be super excited about SetVR, self-defense enhancement training, and virtual reality as a platform whereby you can continue to practice your skills in self-defense anytime, anywhere, when you want. The program is portable and compact. You can take it anywhere you travel, and even during a pandemic, to continue to practice your skills in self-defense while continuing to practice social distancing. With the use of an Oculus Rift or Oculus Quest headset, you'll be transported to a virtual reality platform whereby a hologram will confront and attack you when you least expect it with random attacks. The goal of SetVR is to have you to be able to neutralize an attack or a threat that is sudden, unpredictable, and random, to improve your skills in evasion through angular, linear, or circular movements, to avoid and place you in an opportunist position of an advantage for neutralization as you practice and improve your skills in timing, speed, and accuracy, and to develop muscle memory, and my goal, to develop a reflex response to a threat or a stimulus to neutralize without hesitation. Just as you would do if I tapped your knee with a reflex hammer, I would create a knee jerk, or if I placed your hand on a hot stove, you move your hand reflexively without thinking. This is a platform whereby you can continue to practice what you've been taught in your schools and dojos and college and forums in a program of application against a threat or stimulus, against a random attack that is sudden, to practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. We've implemented a program of mindfulness, of stretching, meditation exercises, and we'll also present you with your own personal yoga instructor. We will continue to update SetVR in the future to help you to practice to maximize the application of self-defense when you want and where you want. So please continue to visit us at our website at setvr.app. That's SETVR.app. We continue to be proud to endorse Professor Gary Lee and the Sports Karate Museum to be the future platform of his vision of the history portal, for which SetVR has introduced Professor Gary Lee as the Wisdom Warrior in the history portal demo. But before meeting the Wisdom Warrior, one must neutralize the hologram attacker at the gate of the history portal. With that being said, Professor Gary, a few words about your vision of the history portal.
Well, imagine a place where you can go and you know it's authentic history of the people that helped created sport karate in America. And speaking of that, we have an actor-director from NW Films coming in October to check us out. Okay, he's coming in from London, England, to check out the Sport Karate Museum and all these people who have gathered to honor Judge Roy Kerbin. And we've got people like Rob Mercini, Eric Lee, Joe Corley, Jeff Smith. I mean, imagine people coming in from all across the country. A.J. Perry, Dean Piles, I mean, Karen Slatcher,
Mark DeLisandro.
Karen Herdman. Do what?
Mark D'Alessandro.
Mark D'Alessandro. Is Mark on the line?
Yes, surprise guest.
Hey, Mark. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, brother.
Mark. I didn't know you were on the line. Well, that's cool.
Well,
Mark D'Alessandro is the stunt double for the Sylvester Stallone in movies like The Cliffhanger and
Rambo's,
Rockies,
yeah. Tango and Cash, blah, blah, blah. You know what I like to say? Most important thing I do is give God the glory, because there's no way coming up on my age I still can do what I do. Tony Sly's cousin on the line. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate what Karate Museum, Sports Karate Museum does. Trying to get Sly's, you know, Sly's 10th degree black belt. You know, Gary, I think it's an honor. Thank you for letting us all be part of this magic that's happening. And, what y'all are doing is great. Even that last conversation that God's going to take the curse of this COVID, and I believe there's going to be another revival. I believe God still's on the throne, and he's going to take the bad and turn it to good, even with this internet, you know. We got to take back
there
the airwaves.
Do good
projects.
Yeah,
this movie we want to do. Good projects.
So Mark, tell them what we're doing on the action seminars.
Oh yeah, we've been doing. We're trying to recruit people for your project, Gary, Professor Lee, and I've been doing these action acting seminars. During COVID, I had a chance because everything was shut down. Foolishly shut down in some cases. Herd immunity proves that's another situation. But I do these action acting seminars where actors learn how to be stunt people, and some people learn to be actors. Some of it's martial arts, some of it's just, fighting and acting for camera. And I've been doing really well with it. I've actually helped some people with their career across between martial arts and acting. It's a great crossover. And we're complimentary. That's why, Gary, we're doing the Action on Film Award, which you had the honor of receiving. And, you know, Rick Avery's going to be receiving it this year, which is unbelievable. But, yes, this Action Acting Seminars.
Well, you know, Rick will be there in October with Steve Lampert with his book.
Yeah.
So we've got really incredible people.
And Steve's going to do a seminar with me, an Action Acting Seminar. So anybody that wants to sign up, just go to markdstunts@yahoo.com or actionactingseminars.com.
That's
a great crossover.
And thank you for the information. I appreciate it so much. Now, did
we love
Dean
you guys.
Powell
keep
get
doing
on
what
yet?
You're doing.
Dean Powell, get on
yes.
yet. You on, Dean?
Yes. Yes, I'm right
late,
here.
Late, but for sure. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Doing great, sir. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Now, Reggie, thank you for that information on the set VR. It means a lot. And now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go to one of my favorite people. Well, before Joe passed away, Mr. Lewis, he gave me permission to adopt this man. Now, he was an amazing competitor, but since I've had him, he's won over 40. I'm not making this up. He's won over 40 world titles in sport karate. Now, he's got an alias, or he's better known, he said, as the alias, but, you know, I know him as Dean Pyle. But his alias he's known for is called the Wolverine. Now, every week, I kick off the leash. I kind of say, okay, say what you mean what you say, and I know you can back it up. So at this moment, I'd like to bring on the Wolverine. Dean, are you there, buddy?
Yep, right here, sir.
Well, I know you were knocking people out, and, you know, better late than never. But, you know, your topic tonight is very simple. I know that you're involved with the internet. You do something called the Wolverine Nation. Explain to my listeners, what is the Wolverine Nation?
Well, on the Wolverine Nation, you know, we don't do censorship. And, you know, sometimes things go on in the world and it may, you know, you want things to be positive, but things cannot be positive all the time. You have to have a mixture. And sometimes positive is exploiting the negative energy that these people put out so that you can turn it into Nuwatu Osta in Cherokee, good energy. You know, it's just like with politics, all that stuff. You know, back during the election, all that stuff, people going crazy. You know, but the thing of it is if you just let things go and you just go, hey, man, I'm not going to say anything about anything. I'm just going to let everybody be happy, tiptoe through the tulips, and not create any waves. Then guess what? Things can go downhill really, really, really fast. Okay? And it is up to us.
If you allow evil to exist and do
nothing. It is up to us.
You know, if you allow evil to exist and do nothing, that's evil in itself. Right, Dean?
Exactly. Yep. So it's up to us to sometimes go, you know what? I want to be positive all the time. But right now, the only way I can be positive is to exploit the negative and let people see, hey, there's evil out there, and this is what we got to do. It doesn't matter whose feelings get hurt. If I stay back and stay quiet, you know whose feelings are going to get hurt? God. And I don't care if I hurt anybody's feelings
Amen.
That walks on the planet. Whom shall I fear? Quakilo. No one on this planet except for the one that can kill the body and the soul. So people that claim to be Christian and back up and go, well, I don't want to say anything because that might create waves, might make somebody mad at me. You know what? If it's going to make somebody mad on you, then they can go on because it's going to make God pleased with you. That's what Wolverine Nation is about. It's about having a backbone and not living on your knees to lesser men. That's what Wolverine Nation's about, and that's what the Wolverine's
cool.
about. I know there's going to
cool.
be a lot of crying on
well,
this
you know
later,
what? You
but
know what I'm
that's
about.
What it is.
You know what I'm excited about, Wolverine, is that you're going to be able to come to October 7th and 8th, and you're going to be doing something very special. You and Karen Ena Herdman and Barry Myers, in your dialect of the Cherokee Nation, you're going to say a prayer to the guys that we lost. Again, these weren't just names. These were people that helped me put together this museum. Leo Fong, Bob Wall, Harry Mock, Reverend Pack, John the Intimidad, Kim Harrison, Jackie Anderson. I mean, it's really amazing how much history we lost. Now, you're also going to have a booth on your new movie, The Coward, your anti-bullying movie. And I'm so excited that you're going to be a part of this, Dean, our Wolverine. You know, I get mixed up. I call you Dean. I know you're Wolverine. I know you're Wolverine. I know you're Dean. But you know what's cool is that you're a good person. You got a good heart. And you understand the passion that Joe Lewis had. He passed it on to you. And you understand the passion that I have. And it means a lot, Dean. Thank you so much,
yes,
buddy. Well, ladies
man.
And gentlemen, you know.
And glad to have all these guys on here. Mark D'Alessandro and Tony, his daughter, Christina, all these people are involved with The Coward also. So it's great
yeah.
to have all them, you know, on here because, you know, it's networking. All these people are a valiant part of what we're doing, and we try to have people that you know, like Mark was saying a second ago, if you stand by and say nothing and let evil take the day, then, you know, you just committed evil also. You just done an evil thing also. So, you know, with our project, we've got a lot of good people that are pushing in the same direction, and that's what you need, everybody paddling in the same direction.
Amen. And prayers for our buddy Alan Kelly. Okay.
Yeah.
Prayers for Alan.
He's on. I think he just took his 14th treatment. So you know he is doing good. He has good days and bad days. But you know Alan Kelly, if there's ever been a fighter, Alan Kelly is a fighter. As you know, Professor, on his fifth Dan exam, he dislocated his knee. We snapped it back in place, and that sucker went right back out there and went to sparring without any hesitation.
Amen.
I mean, he is a mammal.
Yeah. Man, that was a great test. But, you know, I want to bring back my special guests, Don Townsend, Christina, Shelley, and Tony. You guys there?
Yes,
hey,
sir, we are here.
Okay, I'm going to start with Don. Don, this is a legendary
yes,
game. I'm going to say a name, and I want you to talk about it for 2 minutes or less. You ready? Here we go. Ozzy Osbourne.
Ozzy Osbourne. Well, Ozzy is
crazy.
He's a character. Yeah, he's a madman. But in real life, he's a good guy, man. He's down to earth. You know, when you're 101 with him, and he took real good care of me on tour, and got really nothing bad to say about Ozzy. Had some good times out there on the road.
Yeah.
I toured with Ozzy in 92 on the No More Tears tour. We had some good times, Gary, real good times.
That's cool, buddy. Now, of all the people that you got to work with, who is your favorite, Don?
Well, I've got to say the guys I'm working for now, Cheap Trick, they're paying my salary, Gary.
Okay.
I've had a handful of great people. I can't really say I've really ever toured with anybody bad. I've toured with people that I don't care to maybe do a second tour with, but I try to stay positive on the road and, you know, just positive and safe. And, right now with Cheap Trick. We're on tour with Rod Stewart. We'll be in Detroit tomorrow. Anybody in Detroit, come out and see us. It's been blessed, Gary. It's been a real blessed road. I'm fortunate. And
well,
we've stayed in touch
downtown
through the years. And
every time I say downtown, I think about the 70s and the memories that we had, buddy. And I appreciate you being on the show tonight. It means a lot. Now, Tony, Shelley, and Christina, I'll hit you with a name. Here we go. Billy Sweeney.
Yeah. Say again?
Billy Sweeney.
What about him?
Yes.
What about him?
Yes.
Well, what about him? Talk about him. You got 2 minutes.
Well, let me tell you, Billy's a fantastic guy. You know, I spent the weekend with him this weekend in the martial arts in San Antonio, and it was really awesome. Guy, man, when he did his kata and when he did his performance, dude, I was blown away. I mean, this guy's 10th degree black belt, okay? And when I saw the real black belt fighting, you know, it's the first time, actually, Gary, it's the first time that I actually saw up front the black belt fighting, and it was, like, really severe. I mean, I was blown away. And but he's a great guy. He's a fantastic he's training Christina. He's training me. You know what, Billy, I decided – I'm going for my black belt. You know, I've been wanting to do it. I've been toying around with it, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to do it. And, yeah.
Well, good for you. Maybe Billy gets you ready, and he can test with the Legends 1 year. That'd be really cool. Now, Shelly, Shelly.
Yes, sir.
Who is
Hi.
Your favorite
Christina
singer?
And I was here.
Who is your
I'm
favorite
sorry?
Singer, Shelly?
I'm going to say Liza Minnelli, and here's why. Because she connects with the audience, and she connects with the people, and she's not up there just singing a song. She's up there acting it out, and that's where I learned my technique from her. One of my favorite songs I love to perform is New York, New York, and, you know, that I'm going to have to say. Her and Celine Dion, I saw her in Vegas, and I walked out of her concert speechless. I was speechless. Tony bought my sister and me a ticket to go for my birthday, and he paid for us to go see Liza at Caesar's Palace. And I walked out of the theater. My sister and I walked out of the theater, and he's like, "Well, how was it? We couldn't speak."
Cool.
Shelly Chalice has the voice of an angel.
Oh, thank
okay,
you,
Christina.
Sweetheart.
Christina.
Yes.
Who is your favorite
Hello.
Singer? Who is your
you know
favorite
what? I'm also,
singer?
I'm also going to have to go with Celine Dion. I really look up to her.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've really enjoyed tonight's show, talking to the entertainment family of Tony and Shelly and Christina Chalice, my 4+1, my special guest, Auntie Bowen, and my student who's traveling with Rod Stewart and Cheap Trick, Mr. Don Townsend. And you know what? That's what makes this show so much fun. And we miss Uncle Jerry tonight, but he'll be back next week. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we say every week, and we mean it from the heart, mahalo and aloha. Good night, everybody.
Professor Lee,
mahalo,
everybody.
Mahalo,
Gary.
I love you, Gary.
Well, good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night,
boom, 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 boom.
Sweetheart. Well, it's time
to go.
I hate to leave you, but I really must say, good night, sweetheart. Good night.